Hello, hello, everyone. How are you today? I know you can't exactly answer back, but I still want to know how you're doing. Trudy here, and welcome to another day in our summit. Fit and healthy moms, how to increase energy, mental stamina, and lose fat in minutes a day. And today we have Marla Williams joining us as a guest, and I think this is going to be the most personal interviews in the summit, and make sure you stick around to learn why this one is so personal. Marla is an intuitive and energy coach, and you may be wondering, what the heck is that? But once again, stick around and we'll get into all of that. How are you, Marla?
I am wonderful, Trudy. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It is my pleasure. Thanks so much for making the time to join us today. So, Marla,
no problem.
You're an intuitive and energy coach. I am sure you've been asked this multiple times, and I'm going to ask you again. What does that mean? What does an intuitive and energy coach do?
I love it. Well, everyone in this world is born with natural intuition. We don't always stay in tune with it. And so when you learn to listen to your body and the energy of your body, you get back in touch with your intuition. And I think it's important to maybe hear my story to understand why I am an intuitive energy coach and how I got there.
Because yeah, please go ahead and share that. Awesome. Go ahead and share that with us. You know, like who you are, who do you help, how you got started, and why do you do what you do?
Perfect. Okay. So let me tell you who I am first. So I'm an energy coach, but I do life, career, business coaching. I train, I speak, and I'm a soon to be published author in the beginning of next year. Yay. But I utilize energy tools to empower individuals, leaders, professionals to take their lives to a higher level. And it's because I learned from my own personal experience how to do that. So I had a very, very successful career. I was recruited by a small company, a $12 million company, to come in and found their human resource department. And I helped create the culture of that company and helped grow that company from $12 million to $2.3 billion. Mm. And we were bought by a Fortune 500 along the way. I was a very, very high achiever in a male-dominated environment. So I worked my tail off to really be successful. In doing that, I got to the point where I didn't know how to turn off. I was in what I would call the turned on mode all the time. Mm-hmm. And even though I worked out all the time, I ate really healthy. You know, I was a mother. I had this high powerful job. I did volunteer work, et cetera. And I was the queen of multitasking. So I thought I could do everything, but it caught up with me. It just as it could catch up with anyone. One morning, I could barely crawl out of bed. And I thought, oh, I have the flu. I'll stay home today, right? But it's a flu that never went away. And it turned out it was an autoimmune disease. At that point, my first disease was chronic fatigue syndrome, which many people might be familiar with. I just didn't have the energy to move. Someone introduced me to yoga. And when I went and took that yoga class, I actually felt energy in my body again. So that's my first clue that energy had something to do with our lives. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of my awareness that I needed to take care of myself even higher, not just work out hard, but actually nurture myself. And yoga is more nurturing than just a hardcore workout, and especially the type of yoga that I was doing. So it took me three times, though, I got to tell you, it took me three times of pretty serious autoimmune illnesses until I realized I had to actually make more serious changes in my life. It was kind of my wake-up call when my adrenal glands started, were maxed out and started shutting down. My doctor turned to me and he said, you know, if you don't stop, you could die. And I went, okay, I guess this is serious stuff. I can't just keep doing what I've always done. And that is when I actually got a notification about a course that was happening down in Colorado about energy. And I went, so what is energy? What are they talking about? I know I felt more energy when I went to yoga. So I'm just where you were, you know, where you are now and many of your listeners might be, is I'm going, what is that? Well, energy is all around us. The earth is full of powerful energy. The skies, the universe is full of powerful energy. And when we are working all the time and going, and we go from car to home to workplace to workout place, and we don't spend time outdoors connecting to that energy that's all around us, we start to get exhausted and we start to burn out. And what I do is I teach people how to reconnect with their intuition, with their energy, create programs that can help them get to a happier and healthier place. And I think what we wanted to maybe talk about, you know, what I learned after years of stress-related diseases, which I never get anymore, and I'm happy and healthy, and I work all kinds of hours, and I do all kinds of things, is we have control. We don't have to get to that burnout point. We don't have to get to that can't function point or don't feel point. We can do things to counteract it all along the way and change how we spend our time. And it just takes minutes a day.
And it does. Right. Yeah. And I'm glad you brought up intuition and adrenal and fatigue and all of that. Because, you know, with myself, and you also brought up the fact that you were working out and you were eating clean, and you're like, okay, I'm healthy. And as I mentioned at the beginning to my listeners, you know, this is going to get a bit personal, of course, with running this summit, training clients, running workshops, webinars, you know, managing a household, managing my clients, managing so many other things, aspects of the business. I was slowly getting there. You know, for a few weeks, it was like I wasn't taking full days off. It was like half a day. And even then, my mind was constantly going. And I remember I took a Monday off. I took an entire day off and I slept for like 12, 14 hours that day. And I got up the next morning and I was like, okay, I felt energetic and I felt great. But I realized that lasted for 2 hours. Then later in the day, it was like I was hitting a wall. And I remember thinking, okay, I've been here before. And I also felt like a hypocrite because here I am promoting self-care and, you know, how to prevent burnout and how to manage stress. And my plate was filling up. And I was like, I can't get burnt out. I can't do this. And I was like, okay, something's going on. I need a break. But I looked at my schedule and I'm like, you know, I have all these things that need to be taken care of. I'll take a break in a few weeks. And for me, it was okay. I feel it coming. And it was in a workout. During one of my workouts, you know, at the end of the workout, nothing connected. I didn't feel anything. And I'm like, okay, something's off. And I hopped on the phone with you and you tried so many techniques with me and none of them was resonating. It was like, I can't feel any until we got me to get bare feet and connect with the earth. And I've been doing it ever since. I am going to be taking a weekend off just to do, well, I shouldn't say nothing, to rest, because rest is something. And I feel us high achievers, you know, it's like we constantly take on and we take on because we gotta get it done. I'm glad you mentioned that. And so let's use me as your example. You know, I came to you, my energy was low. You could sense that. And let's talk about some of the questions that you asked me or even some of the things you had me do. And I was like, I can't feel anything.
Yeah. So basically my take on the whole thing is Trudy had gotten to the point where she wasn't feeling anything because she had exhausted her system, her body, and she just wasn't connecting as well. And I started by trying to do, there's a lot of things you can do to bring energy into your body that are visualizations, but because she was so tired and not feeling, she wasn't able to visualize. And that's why I said, take off your shoes and go out in your grass barefoot, because when you do that, the earth's energy is so strong. It's not about visualizing and trying to use a tired brain, but it's about connecting with the earth and allowing the earth to let its energy flow into you. And when Trudy got out to the grass, and I don't know if you remember this, Trudy, but you gasped. You went, oh, I feel it.
Literally. Because of course, I live in Toronto where it's, you know, in Canada, where our winters are long and harsh. So it's like I'm always in boots, I'm always in layers, running from my house to the car and back and forth. So it's like I've never really stopped to take it in. That's one. Two, it's kind of getting cold. So, you know, going out barefoot, like, come on, that's not even an option. And three, the truth is, I never thought of that. I thought, okay, you know what? I need to be in the sun. I need some sun hitting this melanin. I need the vitamin D to wake me up. But I never thought of, okay, you know, there's this connection. And even after you and I got off the phone, I thought about it. I'm like, no wonder we always feel so refreshed when we return from a vacation where we were bare feet on the sand, feeling the sand between our toes, because then we're at one with nature. We're feeling nature. It's not the barrier of our shoes or slippers taking it in. We're connecting directly, right?
Right. And it doesn't matter whether you're on the beach. The beach with salt water is extremely powerful for women. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful place to reboot your system. And hopefully your little weekend retreat can get you to the water and to the sand. But another...
Not yet. I'll have to wait about another month for that. But it's on the way. It's on the way.
There you go. So in the in the woods, go in the forest and get on a trail. The trees, the bushes, the branches, the ground is full of amazing energy. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really powerful. So when you take the time off, don't just go to bed and lay and sleep. Go sit in the grass. And it was so funny because the other day,
I don't know if you remember. Along the trails.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember but go barefoot. The bare feet, you get a bit, your foot's like a conductor. Your skin is like a conductor for this energy in the earth. But the other day you said, well, was it my Jamaican grandmother would be yelling at me, or my something grandmother would be telling me, don't go outside in the wet with your feet. You'll get sick. Right. So it was funny. But you did it and you felt it and you've been doing it ever since. And you're happiness, your health, your energy is increased as a result of doing one free thing that anybody
can
do.
I literally feel the difference. It's like go out and it's like you just feel this, oh my gosh, like what have I been missing? But you want me to go walk barefoot in the woods?
Well, just stand barefoot. I wouldn't go very far. You could get stickers or rocks, but just find a spot where you... Well, you know what? Have your shoes on and lean against a tree. That is extremely powerful. Just don't have on a big wet or a big plastic coat that prevents you from feeling it. Have your shirt against the tree trunk and you can actually feel it in there. So, or put your hands on the trunk. Leaning against it's really powerful. It's almost like you can feel it running up your back. It's like water coming from the earth is going into the tree, or energy or life force, or it just gives you energy.
And I guess, with you saying that, that's part of the reason why when we go out and walk with nature, we come back feeling so refreshed, as opposed to going for a walk in the city with all the construction and all of that. Ooh, I'm loving this. Yes.
Exactly. And if you live in the cold like you do, I have some clients in Alaska, and in the wintertime, they don't want to go out barefoot or even without a jacket. That. It's 40 below, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why I teach energy techniques where people can actually visualize bringing that kind of energy into their body with all kinds of techniques. Do you want me to run the group through one right now? To just give
Go ahead and run us through a quick one where, you know, if it's too cold to go outside because it's winter, that's something that we can do that will definitely bring energy into us.
Beautiful. So I'm going to start though with one. I'm going to give you two little techniques right now, and they're both fairly quick. The first one I'm going to do, because a lot of people came to this call and they're juggling a lot of balls, and just even taking the time to listen to this is one more thing in their day. Because they've got kids to take care of, a job to take care of, a husband, a household to manage. And so what I want to do, just to take away all that stress for a moment, I want everybody to just close their eyes for a moment. And I want you to visualize that there's a bubble floating above your head. And in that bubble is a magnet. And it's the most powerful magnet in the world. And I want you to feel that magnet magnetizing, pulling out of you all the stress and tension and overwhelm and exhaustion that might be sitting and residing in your body. I want you to visualize that it's just getting pulled up into that bubble, and that bubble is getting bigger and bigger and darker, but it keeps floating above your head, and it's just pulling tension out of your jaws, out of your eyes, out of your neck, out of your shoulders. It's pulling stress and overwhelm. exhaustion, tiredness, if you didn't get enough sleep last night, and just feel it pulling mm-hmm. out. And pretty soon you're going to start to feel lighter. And when you do, just reach up and visualize like you're touching that bubble and it's going to float up and dissipate. So tell me, Trudy, could you feel that? Could you feel the stress coming out of your body?
Yes. But remember, the first time we did this, I couldn't feel it. And I think because I've been making a conscious decision to go out 10 minutes. If it's even, you know, I take breaks in between to go out to do that. I'd like to spend more time out there, but it is kind of getting cold in Toronto. But just being outside, I feel the difference. And that's why I think I can feel this now. Because as I mentioned, the first time we did it, I was like, Marla,
not in a good place.
I don't feel anything.
I know. And I'm going, oh my gosh. Anyway. Okay. So let me give you the quick grounding that you can do inside during the winter. Okay. Mm-hmm. So always start with breathing. We do, even when we exercise and we're doing breathing with that, we do not do deep breathing that oxygenates our system well enough, except when we're working out. You want to do this consistently throughout your day. Every time you start to get stressed, every time you start to feel overwhelmed, stop and breathe, and it'll center mm-hmm. you and get you in a better position. So breathing's easy. Just take a deep breath in through your nose, fill up your body, your belly, and then just release it through your mouth, let go of stress. Again, a deep breath in through your nose and release through your mouth. And one last time, deep breath in and release. So mm-hmm. always start your internal grounding with breathing. You feel a little calmer right now, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
A little more centered. So now I want you to visualize, again, it's a visualization, and you can listen to this recording hopefully over and over again to help you do this, or it's on my website if you want to go there. But mm-hmm. basically, I want you to visualize yourself as a tree, the most beautiful tree in the world that can be whatever type of tree you want. You're standing tall and proud out in your field. And I want you to visualize that the sun rays are coming down and warming your branches and your leaves, which is your head and your shoulders and your arms and your fingers. Feel that warmth kind of flowing into the upper part of your body, beginning to warm and tingle your fingers, your arms, your head. And then feel that warmth go down into your core or your trunk of your tree. Feel that flow all the way down to your feet, where the roots of your tree flow out of the bottom of your feet and go into the powerful energy inside that earth. And then I want you to feel that earth's powerful energy flowing back up those roots and beginning to come into the bottom of your feet, where your feet begin to tingle and warm. And then feel that move up into your calves. Allow it to move up into your thighs and across your hips. Feel it move all the way up into your core, up to your neck, your head, and then feel it flow across your shoulders, down your arms to your fingertips, and then turn up the volume like you would turn up the volume on a radio. And then take a deep breath. So if you can't get outside, you can still bring in energy. Were you able to feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Because you couldn't the other day. That's exactly where we started. Yeah, so good job. See how much better shape you are just by spending 5 to 10 minutes outside every single day.
Exactly. Yeah. So earlier you mentioned the adrenal, adrenal gland were maxed out.
Yeah.
Could you go a bit more deeper? Because sometimes I knew what was going on because one, I've been there before. That's when I realized, okay, I had to pull the brakes. I had to pull the covers back. I had to put the brakes because I've been there before. So I know, adrenal gland fatigue and burnout is. Some people, some of our listeners may be like, okay, how do I know if I'm experiencing that? Because I find sometimes we don't know. It's kind of even hard to articulate to someone else how we're feeling or what's going on. So how does one identify if they have if their adrenal glands are fatigued or burnout, and what does that mean and why is that a bad thing? Could you go a bit deeper into that?
So the adrenal glands are your fight or flight, and they are what protect you for short-term stress. It's kind of like if there was a saber-toothed tiger attacking a caveman, the adrenal glands come in to work and protect you from that attack, and then you can go back to doing what you're doing and you can calm. Mm-hmm. When your adrenal glands are on all the time, it's like you can't go into the relaxed mode. You can't shut down. Your head goes at night. You might be up at night. You might not sleep well. Your body might feel tense. I actually started getting pain in my lower back, which is where they're located. And that was a big sign. You start getting inflammation, your lymph glands might swell. I started getting like sinus infections. And because when there's inflammation in your body, you are sick. You know, normal being does not have inflammation, and you don't catch colds and you don't become susceptible to everything around you when you're in good health. And when you're not, because I learned it, like I said, it took me three times. I just tried to cover it up with, I didn't take any pharma, but I took over the counter, and that actually masked my symptoms by popping a Tylenol or popping something to take away the sinuses, masked my symptoms, and then allowed my body to get in worse shape because I was not dealing with the root problem. I was dealing with the symptoms.
Which I think is what most Western medicine does, teach us how to deal with the symptoms. It doesn't, it just masks the symptoms. It doesn't get to the root cause of the problem, right?
So I learned the hard way, and it took me a lot of years, and it's been trial and error. But I do everything I do now, I take no pharma, I take no over-the-counter at all. All I do is essential oils, herbs, eat healthy, work out, and do the energy.
Make sure you rest.
Rest, get energy. Yeah. But you know what? You don't, my rest is, I don't need to rest a ton, except for doing what I call my energy work. And so that might be spending, like every single morning, I start with, I actually, people think I'm nuts. I live in Washington State, and I go out on my deck, and it's covered. And I bring all my blankets and I sit under the stars and the moon and I just go into my meditative state. So I actually have steps, they're called the being steps, that I've created that I teach people to do that are my clients so that they can create this kind of calm place that I have in my life. But you know, like my morning starts that way, my day ends by me being on the beach. And I really don't care if it's raining or shining. I want my feet on the earth. And even when it snows, I'll clear away the snow and connect because that's so important to me. Or I'm doing a hike and then I'm getting my shoes off at some point. But I do teach people how to feel energy, how to know, kind of like you felt the exercise I did, or if you go out on the earth, if you really tune into how your feet feel when you're standing on the earth without shoes, you begin to understand what I'm talking about. So if you're doing things to calm yourself, like the breathing and the grounding and the earthing, and doing self-care stuff, I do massages a lot. They're covered by insurance, just FYI. If somebody doesn't know that, you usually can get them covered. But stating your intentions for what you want your day to be like, that's a big one because our thoughts become our reality. People don't realize it, but we think every day. Yeah, we have like 60,000 thoughts a day. 90% are the same as yesterday and 70% of those are negative. And it's usually what I have to do. And if you're saying all the time, I'm stressed and I'm overwhelmed, you will be stressed and you will be overwhelmed.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so that's part of my being. So the B is, you know, getting in the being zone, breathing, grounding. The E step of my being steps is energy, bringing in, getting rid of the old, like the bubble, bringing in the good. My I step is setting intentions for you, what you want, right? So saying and thinking and feeling what you do want, not what you don't want. Then my next one in step is my true north. I know who I am and where I'm going. So I'm always tuning into who I am and what I'm meant to do in this world. And if people don't have clarity on that, just saying what you want right now is good. And I have all kinds of exercises to help people get to their life purpose. And then the last one is I connect, that morning work is connecting with universal or source. And whatever your beliefs are, doesn't matter. Doesn't have to be religious or it can be God, it can be creator, it can be spiritual, it can be whatever you want it to be. But it's something bigger than us that has a major impact on how we are and act in the world. So those are some things I wanted to share with folks. And I'm
so
glad
for some of our listeners, pardon?
I'm glad we had experience with you so you could learn how powerful energy is and why
exactly
I use energy at the core of my work.
Yeah. So for, you know, some of our listeners are like, okay, that's all fine and dandy. That energy work sounds good. But what does that have to do with me? How's that going to help me in life? How does that energy help? Because at the end of the day, you know, we're going to do things if we think we're going to benefit somewhere, somehow along the line. So how will this help?
So we tend to live in what I call the doing zone, where we're going all the time. And especially when you're a mom and you have an exercise program and you work full time, there's so much going on that you actually become addicted to these emotions, these elevated emotions of this turned on state. And by using an energy in your life, going out and earthing or doing the visualization of earthing and bringing energy into your body, you're calming your system. When you calm your system, you're less likely to get sick, to get ill. You have more energy to get through each day. You feel more energized. You feel happier. Everything works better. Life gets easier. Your energy's higher. Even when your brain actually gets sharper. You're, instead of jumping from one thing to another, like you do when you're in the doing zone, you're draining your life force. You're draining its reserves. And when you're in good energy, your brain is running at optimal level. See, what we tend to do when we're in the doing zone, you run. And so I don't know if you know much about brain states, but we run in what's called the beta state, which is just here, there, go, you know, this and that, and just jumping.
Not even being mindful, just doing it just for the sake of doing it or getting it done. Yep.
Exactly. And that we're actually less effective. Our focus becomes more narrow and it's a survival state. And you're not as adaptable. So the more you learn to calm and take care of yourself and do kind of the being steps and bring in energy, you expand your focus. It becomes more expansive and you're actually more effective. You get more done. You become better energy. So people are actually drawn to you. So think about this. When you go to a party and there's somebody in the middle of the room laughing and telling jokes and everybody's crowded around and it's just a fun time in the middle of that room, the other over by the table where the food is, somebody's over there grumbling, well, this isn't very good food and I wish I wouldn't have come to this party. Nobody's by him, right? Because the person in the middle of the room has good energy and the person over there grumbling has horrible energy. So what energy does is you also become a magnet, an attractant. People are drawn to me because of my energy. Mm-hmm. They're drawn to me because I feel good to be around.
Exactly.
And yeah. So it's more than just bringing energy and re-energizing your body. It actually puts you in a state where people are going to be more drawn to you.
And you become more successful. Good. So before we wrap this up, Marla, a few things. Quick tips that you can start implementing immediately, regardless of the temperature outside where we live, that will have us feeling better, that will increase our energy. I know you walked us through two examples, but anything else we can do real quick? Two things.
I would say without exception, always stop and breathe. Whenever you start to get stressed, stop and breathe. And if you can do the three-part breathing, do that. The second thing I would say is if you can't get outside and earth, do the grounding exercise and bring in good energy. If you just do those two things and nothing else, your life will get better. You will feel better. Your health will be better. You will be happier.
And we'll attract better things. Great.
And you'll attract.
Where can we find you? What do you have going on, Marla?
Okay. I have lots going on, but my website is Marla. I love it. I just have so many amazing things happening in my life because I run in good energy. But my website is www.marlawilliams.net. Mm-hmm. And Marla's M-A-R-L-A, Williams.net. And one of the things that's on there that you might be interested, I just returned from doing a 5-day intensive Illuminate Your Life retreat in Laredo, Mexico, down on the Baja Peninsula. And everybody that was in that retreat absolutely transform their lives. I do these amazing retreats once or twice a year. I actually have a waiting list. But if you jump on my website, you can actually get on my waiting list for these.
For the 2020 ones. Yeah.
Yeah. For the 2020 ones. I usually do them in Mexico and Sedona are my two target places right now, but that will expand in the years to come. So jump on if you're interested in getting revamped, rebooted, revitalized, and walk out of there feeling amazing and ready to just take on the world. Yeah. Thank and then you. I'll have some free gifts on the site, which you'll see. So
perfect. All right, Marla, thank you so much for taking the time to share your knowledge about energy. We really do appreciate it.
You bet. And thank you for having me. And I hope that your listeners all benefited.
Great. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Okay. Thanks.